This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation, and it is, to a surprising extent, a unified nation. And it is phenomenal to actually read some of the accounts. The New York Times sent out a whole squad of reporters across the country to talk about people who are contributing to Ukrainian relief. And by the way, there's an American who apparently recently died in Ukraine. We don't know the circumstances yet, but some reports or speculation are that it is someone who came there to fight for the Ukrainians. I do think that one of the things is they have the International Defense Legion, they call it. And this is people coming from around the world, including many Americans, who see this as a crucial struggle in the history of struggles against evil totalitarianism by forces of reason and decency and democratic rule, which is us. And I'm filled with admiration with some of the U.S. veterans, people who have served our country with distinction in our wars, who are now choosing to leave families behind and to go to Ukraine because this struggle matters. And it's incredible. And one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, with people of conscience coming from Scandinavia, coming from Germany and France, Britain, the United States, coming from Australia to volunteer their services and their skills as military veterans, in for the most part. There have now been 20,000 people like that who have come to help the Ukrainian army, which has a grand total a little bit less than 200,000 people in active duty. The Russians have that many people in country who have, by the way, invaded. Who do they have coming over there to support Putin in his quest? What kind of people of conscience have rushed over there? Syrians. Now, if you were Syrian and you were living in that hellhole under that brutal dictator who is actually as bloody as Putin, though at least he was fighting genuinely for the survival of his regime. This insanity that Putin projects about the dangers facing Russia, again, it's reminiscent of Stalin and of Hitler. Hitler always made the case that he was simply trying to protect Germany, and of course the consciousness there is he was just one generation away, he was 20 years away from Germany having lost a war that of course they believe they should have won. What is Putin's excuse here, really? What is the basis for the claims that that Russia is under attack and this was a necessary war to protect Russia against Ukraine? There actually had been declarations by the United States and by Ukraine. They were putting this whole idea of NATO membership on hold. And by the way, if you were Ukrainian or a Ukrainian leader of any kind, whether you were Poroshenko, the previous president, or the new president Zelensky, who has become such a titanic world figure in a very short period of time, if you were anyone leading Ukraine or trying to lead Ukraine, wouldn't you want NATO membership? I mean, looking back, would that have made it less likely that Putin sends 200,000 people crashing across your legally recognized border into Ukraine. This is not him sending people into Crimea, which he's already occupied and annexed. This is actually crossing a recognized international border with people sent to murder. A grandmother, basically a babushka in Kyiv, was interviewed by CNN. And she had some things to say from Kyiv about Vladimir Vladimirovich. Here's what she had to say. It's clip three.
Just down the road, I meet Nina Chitalyuk, who seems like a sweet 71-year-old grandmother.
By the way, Nina says that if she saw Vladimir Putin, she would strangle him with her own hands right now.
I'm ready, she says. If by God the Russians come here, I'll shoot them all and my hands won't even shake. I'll throw grenades at them.
Okay, she's not saying she's going over to Russia to do that. She said she'll throw grenades at them if they enter my city, if they come in this direction. And another report released just hours ago indicates that Putin had previously informed his generals and military authorities that he knew for a fact that when they had the special military operation, because they don't call it an invasion, to subdue the Nazis and the aggressive imperialists and the corrupt Western people in Ukraine, when they did that operation, Putin was very sure that between 30 and 40% of all Ukrainian troops in their much disparaged army, that 30 or 40% would desert. And they would come over and fight on the Russian side. So they didn't really have to worry about it. There is no indication of one, even one, Ukrainian fighter who has basically abandoned his country. 1-800-955-1776. Dan Crenshaw was outstanding. I mean, at a time when Marjorie Taylor Greene is beneath contempt, and what an ignorant fool, and basically part of the Putin caucus. I do not understand it. If someone wants to explain to me why people who claim to be conservatives, claim to be American patriots right now, why they would favor an international criminal who treats the United States as a bogeyman. Does Marjorie Taylor Greene agree with her hero, Vladimir Putin, over the corruption in the United States, over the evil in the United States is a force for evil? Is that the point? In any event, there's a great contrast between Ms. Green, we'll get to her latest outrages coming up, but it's a big contrast with Dan Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL and strong conservative Republican. And by the way, he's showing himself to be the kind of Republican who can make a tremendous difference for the future of our party, and I hope he has a prominent role. We will get to that and to somebody from the past of the Republican Party. I don't even know if he's active in any party affairs anymore. Former governor of California, two terms. He served part of an expired term and a successful recall, and then a second term that he won in a landslide on his own. He's the last Republican to hold statewide office in the state of California. He had a special message for Russians. Now, why? Because apparently Schwarzenegger is very popular in Russia. And he had something to say for the Russian people. We will get to that as well. All coming up on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. If you have something to say on any of this, we'll be glad to take your calls.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Michael Medved show. We just got an email that came in. It came in from Scott in Seattle, and he says you have a special and quite touching connection to Ukraine and likely Russia as well. Can you expand on that and provide a bit of history and an analysis of the area's centuries-old conflicts? Was there no way, anyway, to prevent Putin's aggression? Boy, those are all terrific questions, and each one could take a while answering. First of all, was there no way to prevent Putin's aggression? I actually agree with what David Leonhardt says here, which is, had we seen Putin's invasion coming, and of course we did. President Biden talked about it. I mean, one of the things that Biden did that I do think was smart was making public all of the material from American intelligence that we got, so that Putin knew very well that we knew exactly what he was doing. But what we should have done, and probably would have had great cooperation from our allies on this, is to send NATO forces, including the forces of many nations and the 30 nations that are members of NATO, and basically all of them, and bring those forces in and station them in Ukraine. And making it very clear that it was purely defensive, and you can put them in western Ukraine, not right on the border, which would be unduly provocative. But would Putin have actually crashed into Ukraine the way he did if he knew he was confronting directly NATO forces? Probably not. So that is one of the ways I think we could have prevented Putin's aggression. Yes, we threatened him with sanctions beforehand, but he's heard that before. And the problem is that, and you see this when you're dealing with little kids. I mean, we see this with our children now trying to take care of their children and to teach our grandchildren how to be human beings. And the one thing is, if somebody does something naughty, like basically we have one grandchild, he will remain nameless, who likes to throw things. He just does. He likes to pick things up and throw them. Pens, he particularly likes to throw pine cones, likes to throw balls, of course, that's normal and healthy. But the problem is, if you go through one session where you allow him to throw stuff, sort of at random, and potentially breaking windows, and like throwing things at other people's property, if you allow that to happen, and nothing happens, well, of course he's going to keep doing it until he runs up against some kind of brick wall or some kind of serious no, and maybe even a frown. And for a kid who's perpetually smiling, as this particular grandson is, it's hard to frown at him, even when he's doing something naughty. But it should be easier to frown at Vladimir Putin. And when he invades Crimea, in violation of international law, and takes over the Crimean Peninsula, when he does that, there were no consequences. That was under the Obama administration. And when people, basically he's been invited, fighting in the Donbass for years, and creating these new republics out of Ukrainian territory. When you get away with that, when you get away with the atrocities in Grozny and Chechnya, and when you get away with the atrocities in the historic city, which, by the way, Aleppo was always a center of Arab Christians. This is not an overwhelmingly Muslim city, and Aleppo was pulverized, destroyed, with thousands of casualties by Putin. This is in Syria. When that happens without consequences, it's a real problem. And it encourages more. Which is why people who think that if Putin wins this war, if he gets what he wants, if he gets to occupy Ukraine, he'll be satisfied there. That's like those people who believe that if you give Hitler the Sudetenland in 1938, and say, yeah, you go ahead, a lot of German speakers there anyway, mostly German speakers, and this will be peace in our time. Hitler will be satisfied. People who believe that kind of thing, useful idiots. Let me go to, I'll get back to some of these other questions in this email in a moment. Let me go to Michael in Gig Harbor, Washington. Mike, you're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Good to speak with you. I have been thinking, I recall clearly the challenge that President Kennedy faced with Russia moving nuclear weapons into Cuba. And it was just a bridge too far. I think they were thinking about the Monroe Doctrine, but that was just crowding us too much. I don't endorse anything that Putin is doing, but I'm thinking about an off-ramp that he isn't looking for, and I just wonder your thoughts about whether he felt a little too crowded by an ever greater number of USSR components joining NATO, and he's talked about not wanting Ukraine in NATO. It'd probably be good for Ukraine, but that would be right up against Russia's border and...
You're right. This was his excuse, but the point is that the United States had said publicly, and NATO had said publicly, and Ukraine had said publicly, there were no immediate plans to include Ukraine in NATO. This is something Zelensky has been very clear about. He did not want to, quote, provoke the Russian Federation by joining NATO. Ultimately, do I think that the people of Russia should have the right to dictate the foreign policy affiliations of the people of Ukraine? No, I don't think they should. But the idea that that happened and that provided a justification for this war, if anything, we had been too deferential of Russia. And this goes to something that was said by a Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas. After a break, there is much more coming up, and I will get to your callers as quickly as I can. And we will be right back with Dan Crenshaw saying he's tired of letting Putin dictate U.S. foreign policy. And the idea that a country, a neighboring country, is basically affiliating with other neighboring countries, which most of Ukraine's neighbors are in NATO already, we will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor KT McFarland believes she's got the way that President Joe Biden could have an immediate impact on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Number one, I am restarting the American energy industry, and I'm also going to export oil and natural gas to Europe. And he would go to the Europeans and say, I've got your back. I'm going to guarantee your energy security. You don't have to buy Russian stuff. And then I think he goes to Putin and says, I am going to drive the price of oil back down to where it was, $40 a barrel, where American companies can make money, and where you, Russia, are bankrupt.
And in other news from Ukraine, 23 people were killed, mostly children, and 26 others were wounded from shelling on a school and community center in a city near Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine. Also, we have word that a U.S. citizen has been killed in Cherniv, a northern Ukraine city, according to State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, Dan Crenshaw, congressman from Texas, and a Republican, strong conservative, Navy SEAL, a war hero, had this to say about the idea that Vladimir Putin should determine U.S. foreign policy. Listen.
It is a matter of will. And the excuse is often, well, Putin said it would provoke him. I don't care what Putin says. I didn't realize Putin was our national security advisor.
I know. I'm so tired of hearing this.
And of course he's going to bully you into not doing that. How do we not know his formula by now? Right? He goes outside the bounds of norms, and then he claims victimization when people react, and then he uses that victimization to pursue more aggression. This is how Putin acts, and we have to stop falling for it. I don't care if he thinks it's provocation.
Okay, that's actually, given the fact that we've already provoked, supposedly, by supporting Ukraine at all, Vladimir Putin. And again, you have to be sympathetic with Congressman Crenshaw. He goes on in his commentary about the situation that we're in. Listen.
Yeah, I don't think it's as evenly split as you make it seem on the Republican side. I think it's a very small minority that believe that we shouldn't care about anything that goes on in the world.
I
know, but that's what a lot of people say. And they do repeat Putin's talking points. And that's a problem. When they start repeating Putin's talking points, repeating lies about Ukrainians, that's a problem. And unfortunately, it gives the left something to latch on to, which is an inaccurate description of how the right feels. There's always going to be discussion in America about what we should be involved with. That's always going to be a discussion. I would say this. Alliances do matter. What we do actually does matter. What happens around the world actually does affect us at home. It is naive to believe otherwise. That will always be the case no matter what.
Yeah.
And it is not America first to watch around the world as Russia and China take over and destroy our allies. That's America last.
And that, it seems to me, is a profoundly important recognition. And it's one of the reasons that Representative Crenshaw is such a useful voice for the Republican Party and for America. Let me go to Ryan in Salt Lake City, Utah. Ryan, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Great to talk to you, as always. I wanted to share with you the story of my sister and her husband. They lived for a couple years in the Ukraine as church missionaries. And over the years, they've maintained direct contact with several families and friends. And then as this invasion took place, they started out just wiring money to several people that they know or sending money via Venmo and PayPal and things like that. And what started out just buying diapers and food and gasoline, she's been able to spread it through social media. It's gone viral, and they've been able to raise tens of thousands of dollars. In particular, there's several people that are that were using their own cars to shuttle people 700 miles a day to the Polish border back and forth, risking their own lives. And they've been able to buy passenger vans, several new passenger vans, to continually move refugees to the Polish border. That's been a really amazing thing to watch and be a part of.
That's incredible. So is this your sister, right?
My sister and her husband. He's from your neck of the woods. He's from Seattle, actually. They've lived in Ukraine for a couple years.
Wow. And I don't know, but has the government in Ukraine done anything to repress or interfere with these church missionaries in country, in Ukraine?
Not to my knowledge, the government has not. And as far as the money transferring, what's been neat about the direct connections is they've not had to go through any government or any church. It's actually going directly from individual to individual. So every penny that's donated goes directly to the individuals that need it without anyone dipping their hands in it.
This is a fantastic story. If either your sister or husband or anyone associated with their work wants to tell that story to a bigger audience, speak to Jeremy. And I would like to do that because and I know that your church, I assume you're talking about the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And that church has been subject to so much persecution, even here in the United States initially, and around the world. And it should say something for people who are right now attacking, and there are people in the Republican Party who are attacking President Zelensky. I can't believe it, which is a stupid, stupid, stupid thing to do. One of the things about Ukraine is Russia has no tradition, zero, of religious tolerance of any kind. Not really for my religion, and for many religions. They've terribly persecuted the witnesses, for instance, over there, I know. But, Ryan, what you're talking about is a different reality, and it's people working together for humanitarian reasons, which is a hope for the world. Speaking, Ryan, I appreciate your call, and maybe you can talk to Jeremy a little bit so we can follow up on this story. I had mentioned before my extraordinary annoyance and embarrassment about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm embarrassed because she's actually an elected member of the House of Representatives. I hope that ends, very much hope that ends, in November of this year. But here is her latest on her perspective on the war between Russia and Ukraine. Listen to what she has to say. This is clip 9.
This is an 8-year-long smoldering conflict in which peace agreements have been routinely violated by both sides. It concerns a country in which Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitt Romney have direct financial interest. A country which government only exists because of the Obama State Department helped to overthrow the previous regime. The ugly truth is that America is in no shape to throw herself into another foreign conflict.
Okay.
this is remarkable because everything she said, it's like that old line that every word in her statement is a lie, including and the. The idea that, first of all, that Mitt Romney and Mitt Romney has five sons, and none of them are involved in anything. Later, when she was asked about financial stakes, she said, well, Romney and Pelosi have children who are of a financial interest in Ukraine. And The Independent, which is a British newspaper and a good one, The Independent researched that. They said Mr. Romney has five sons, Tag, Matt, Josh, Craig, and Ben Romney. None of them have any business interests in Ukraine whatsoever. Nor does Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., who once sat on the board of a U.S. energy firm called Viscoli, but it's an American energy firm, not a Ukrainian one. And the idea that basically it was the Obama administration that engineered a pro-Ukrainian, anti-Russian coup, it's nonsense. It's just a lie. I don't know if you remember, they had literally hundreds of thousands of people who demonstrated in the Maidan to overcome a real stolen election there. And then basically they had another election, and Yanukovych, who was a former client of former Trump campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and then Yanukovych went back to Russia to serve his master, Vladimir. There's another now famous conservative who says President Zelensky is a very bad character. Why? We'll get to that as well coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
I'll be back.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, oh. Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on.
Okay, you've got to admit that there are some voices that are just remarkably effective in putting forth the music that they do. And this is Lionel Richie that we're hearing. His voice is also very welcome in regard to current events, and that gives us an opportunity to have a hooray, and a well-earned hooray, for Hollywood.
This would give me another decade of not having to behave myself.
Hooray for Hollywood.
I'm the king of the world.
He's super Coney Hollywood.
Okay, first, there are two people here who are deserving of this recognition. One of them is Lionel Richie. He was receiving the 2022 Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. And he took the opportunity to talk about the current conflict in Ukraine. And another evidence, because I don't really know much about Lionel Richie's political background or orientation, but that doesn't matter in America right now, because people of every orientation are seeing this fairly clearly, very clearly, in fact, it seems to me. Here's a Lionel Richie. Listen.
We have watched the movies of barbarians tearing down walls, but the problem is we didn't have the internet. Now we know what barbarians look like, and we are allowing it to happen. I tried to explain to people years ago, you save the starving people in Africa, because one day it's going to be at your doorstep, and it might be you. And if they don't have any training in saving people, you're going to die too. Okay, they're bombing downtown D.C. in the Ukraine. They're bombing your neighborhood, and they just blew up your house. And the world says, well, we're thinking about what we do about that. Really? How much longer are you going to take? Problem is, we're taking too long. We're going to lose mankind.
Look, I think it's profound and good for him. It does raise a question, is that normally if this happened to you, if somebody, what do? You call the cops. And that's why once upon a time America was derided for seeing ourselves as the police of the world. There was a song by Phil Oakes that was very popular in the 60s as "We're the Cops of the World." But again, if we don't join with other nations in policing some level of decency and stopping atrocities, then what have we learned from history? And Arnold Schwarzenegger, who very openly admits his father was a member of the Nazi Party. As an Austrian, he fought in the German forces in Russia. And Arnold, for years, has maintained a lot of fan base because of his movie roles with the Russians. He actually narrates a moving story about how he had a picture on his wall of a Russian weightlifting champion, Yuri Petrovich Vlasov. And he got into a huge argument with his father, who was a police officer in Austria, after the war. My father told me to take it down and find a German or Austrian hero, Schwarzenegger. He got really angry, and we argued back and forth. He didn't like Russians because of his experience in the Second World War. You see, he was injured at Leningrad, where the Nazi army that he was part of did vicious harm to the great city and to its brave people. But then he has this message for the Russian people. It's very important, actually. Here's a 19A Governor Schwarzenegger.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for sharing your time with me. I'm sending this message through various different channels to reach my dear Russian friends and the Russian soldiers serving in Ukraine. I'm speaking to you today because there are things that are going on in the world that have been kept from you, terrible things that you should know about. See, the world has turned against Russia because of its actions in Ukraine. Whole city blocks have been flattened by Russian artillery and bombs, including a children's hospital and a maternity hospital. 3 million Ukrainian refugees, mainly women, children, and elderly, fled their country, and many more are trying to seek to get out. It is a humanitarian crisis. You're also not being told the truth about the consequences of this war on Russia itself. I regret to tell you that thousands of Russian soldiers that have been killed. They have been caught between Ukrainians fighting for their homeland and the Russian leadership fighting for conquest.
And then this to Russian protesters. Listen.
The Russian government has lied not only to the citizens, but to its soldiers. Some of the soldiers were told they were going to fight Nazis. Some were told that the Ukrainian people would greet them like heroes. And some were told that they were simply going on exercise. They didn't even know that they were going into war. And some were told that they were there to protect ethnic Russians in Ukraine. None of this is true. The fact is that Russian soldiers have faced fierce resistance from the Ukrainians who want to protect their families and their country. This is not the war to defend Russia that your grandfathers or your great-grandfathers fought. This is an illegal war. I ask you to help me spread the truth. Let your fellow Russians know the human catastrophe that is happening in Ukraine.
And then this, finally, about the people inside Russia. Listen.
And to President Putin, I say, you started this war. You're leading this war. You can stop this war. Now, let me close with a message to all of the Russians who have been protesting on the streets against the invasion of Ukraine. The world has seen your bravery. We know that you have suffered the consequences of your courage. You have been arrested, you have been jailed, and you have been beaten. You are my new heroes. You have the true heart of Russia. My dear Russian friends, may God bless you all.
And those are sentiments that can make you choke up a little bit, especially in light of Putin's speech yesterday in which he threatened tremendous consequences, devastating consequences for people who don't support him on pursuing this war. And this war, regardless of what happens, unless there is actually a change of regime, the dangers will not have disappeared. What about that question put to me by Scott in an email about personal connections to Ukraine and Russia? I do want to talk about that for a moment because, and we will get to that. It's an important issue. Another important issue is, what if, aside from having to deal with Russians and Russian threats, we also had to deal with threats from something that has been, quote, covered up for years, which is unidentified aerial phenomenon. I think that's the way you're supposed to talk about it. Phenomena, plural. That's the way you're supposed to talk about it right now. There is new evidence that shows that that famous Navy UFO footage was what exactly? Well, we'll tell you, at least as far as people know now. And we will also be talking about this entire issue of war criminal and what it means, and what the United States could have done better to avoid the invasion of Ukraine. And also, a new performer has become a viral sensation. His name is Alex Stein, number 99, who actually performed his new rap hit before a city council in North Texas, in Plano. And he was performing his new song, which is called Vladimir Must Die. And it's not, it's Vladimir, not Volodymyr. That's the difference between Putin and Zelensky. There are a lot of differences. We believe in highlighting them openly, proudly, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.